The Atlanta Falcons fly Northwest to hold their third Moms Football Safety Clinic in Livingston, Montana, becoming the first to do so outside of the team's home market. Mothers came from all over Montana and neighboring states, some traveling as many as 5 hours to get invaluable information on proper equipment fitting, tackling techniques, concussion awareness, and even steroid and supplement usage.
My role is twofold. I'm here to talk about concussions and to provide education on concussions and what are the signs and symptoms of concussion. But I'm also here to talk about the benefits of sports. I feel very strongly we need to balance the discussion, talk about not only keeping our kids safe, which is always our first priority, but also talking about the reasons why we want our kids engaged in sports. We really need moms engaged in this conversation. They are the ones decision makers. They're the ones who are deciding what kids' sports they play, and they have a really important role. And unfortunately, because moms don't play football, there's always been this sort of, keeping them an arm distance. And we need them. We need them engaged. We need them their voice here. And we also need their eyes on the sidelines, looking for indications that kids are hurt and indications that their kids are playing the game appropriately and safely.
In addition to the clinic's main speakers, Chris Golick, the wife of former NFL player and ESPN radio personality Mike Golick, was in attendance to share her experiences as a wife and mother of professional and collegiate athletes.
I'm here tonight to kind of be the every mom. I'm here because I had a husband who played 9 years in the NFL, and I had 2 sons who played college football. And so I've kind of been in their shoes and walk where they're walking. So I'm kind of here just to talk as a mom and, give advice and answer questions that they might have regarding football. I mean, I wish that I had it when my kids were growing up, because there's so much, because women tend to not be as involved in football. So there's a little bit of an unknown with regards to football and women. So it's nice to come out here and kind of take away some of the mystery on how the equipment fits, on what proper tackling looks like, to arm moms with information regarding hydration, nutrition, just the things that you need to know for your kids on a day-to-day basis playing sports.
Despite some unexpected weather, moms took to the fields to put all they had learned into action.